And our first lesson from the Word is from the sixth chapter of the second book of Kings. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are coming down." And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there not once nor twice. And therefore the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, "Will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?" And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber." And he said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him, saying, "Behold, he is in Dothan." And therefore sent he thither horses and chariots and a great host, and they came by night and compassed the city about. And when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, a host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And he answered, "Fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord, and he said, "Smite the people, I pray thee, with blindness." And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, "This is not the way, neither is this the city. Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria. And it came to pass, when they were come into Samaria, that Elisha said, "Lord, open the eyes of those men that they may see." And the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw, and behold, they were in the midst of Samaria. Amen. And here further from the Arcana Celestia, a portion of number 8918. They who think from an idea of space, as do all men in the world, perceive no otherwise than that hell is far distant from man, and that heaven is so too. But the case is otherwise. Hell and heaven are near to man, yea, in man, hell in an evil man, and heaven in a good man. Here in the lesson, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen. Now in our story from the Word today, we heard about the prophet Elisha, how he, with the Lord's help, defeated a great Syrian army. Now what had happened was, as we also heard, that the king of Syria was making war against the king of Israel. And every time he made plans to catch the king of Israel, something happened. The king of Israel knew beforehand what was going to happen, and so he could avoid the trap of the king of Syria. And that made, of course, the king of Syria wonder what was going on, and he thought there might be a traitor among his people. And then somebody told him, "No, it is the prophet Elisha." And what happened, as we heard, was that the Lord would tell Elisha what was going to happen, and so Elisha would tell the king of Israel. And when the king of Syria heard that, then he decided that he was going to capture Elisha. And so he sent a great army to a city called Dothan and surrounded it, and it looked hopeless. There was no way Elisha could escape. But something happened, as we heard, that there was a great host, an army of angels all around Elisha. And not only that, but they struck the Syrians with blindness. So this was a great miracle. First of all, it was a great miracle that such a great army of Syrians could be defeated. And not only that, but be defeated not after a long fight, but in just a moment. One moment they were a mighty army, and the next moment they were just a whole lot of helpless people who couldn't see. And the third part of this miracle was, of course, that really nobody was hurt. Nobody was wounded, nobody was killed. They were struck with blindness, but then their eyes were opened again when they came to Samaria. So what happened was that Elisha simply led this whole blind army to Samaria, where the king of Israel was, and they were taken captive there, and then they were sent home. So this was a very great miracle indeed. And it reminds us of the Lord's great power. But there's something else we can also think about as we think about this great army of angels. Because how did they come? Did Elisha call the army of angels? No, they were already there. And that reminds us of the fact that the Lord, the spiritual world, and heaven are not far away. Just as we heard in our lesson from the Arcana Celestia today, that they are near us all the time. When we go to bed at night, if our spiritual eyes were opened, then we would see the angels around us who are there to protect us while we sleep. And in the daytime too, there are angels with us all the time to help us and guide us. The fact is, if our spiritual eyes were opened right now, we would probably see angels with us who were joining in the worship of the Lord. So that is something it's important to remember, that there are always angels with us, and they will guide us. And when we look to the Lord and when we do what is right, then these angels will draw closer and closer, and they will protect us and they will help guide us into the heavenly kingdom. And we may indeed say that in this story, the servant, Elisha's servant, is an image or embodiment of two different states of mind. A state before his spiritual eyes were opened, and the state after they were opened. One, the first state, is what we might call a worldly state, where a man only sees the appearances. It's a state where he relies on what his senses tell him. It is a state where he looks to worldly things, where he relies on himself and his own intelligence. And then on the other hand, there is also the spiritual state, where man looks to a higher reality, where his thinking is guided by the principles of revelation, and where he believes in and trusts in the Lord. Now the worldly state, or the man who is in a worldly state, is on top, we may say, as long as things are going well. But when he is assaulted by different trials and tribulations, when he is surrounded by doubt and confusion and fear, when he is facing perhaps danger or even destruction, whether it's on the personal level or on a wider level, then such a man tends to become overwhelmed because his strength is superficial and brittle. He is a prisoner of external circumstances, and he becomes the victim of them. Just as the Syrians would have made a prisoner and victim of the servant if Elisha had not been there. But the spiritual man in state of adversity is not overwhelmed by them, is not the prisoner of them, but rather he is strengthened by this. It's not that he's not affected by external trials. It's not that he never feels anxious or scared or despondent. But when this happens to him, then he seeks refuge in the Lord and in his word. It is just as a servant said, "Alas, my master, how shall we do?" And it was when the servant turned to Elisha, representing the word, that his eyes were opened so he could see the great heavenly host. Such a spiritual man has indeed an inmost core of strength which he receives from the Lord. And it carries him through all the different trials so that he comes out stronger and more confident. He heeds the word as we also hear them in the Holy Scripture. "I will lift up mine eyes unto the mountains, from whence cometh my help." And that is what we need to do too, when the harsh realities of life in this world face us, when we are threatened with or perhaps loss or injury, when we are bent down by pain and dismay. Then it is that we need to turn our mind to eternal things, to make it a practice and a habit to reflect upon who we really are and what our life really is all about, to develop an awareness of our true identity as immortal beings, as citizens of the spiritual world, to view this way our lot in life in the clarity of spiritual light, so we are not overawed or overwhelmed by these different temporal circumstances. It is as we also taught in the Arcana Celestia number 6201, that I have sometimes been let down into what is censures, and then such things presented themselves, and then also the spirits who were in the grosser sphere poured in base and scandalous things. But as soon as I was withdrawn from what is sensuous, such things were dissipated. In sensuous life are many who indulge in the pleasures of the body, and also those who have altogether rejected thought beyond that which they see and hear, and especially those who have rejected thought about eternal life. Wherefore such persons make light of all such things, and when they hear of them, they loathe them. Spirits of this kind abound in the other life at the present day, and the influx from them prompt men to indulge in natural inclinations and to live for himself and the world. In order for man to be uplifted from these spirits, he must think about eternal life. And as we do that, as we practice that, then we will indeed receive the power to resist all the allurements and withstand all assaults, to endure and overcome all anxiety and pain. And then we can be led to final victory by our Savior and Redeemer, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of hosts. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord, we are thy children and the sheep of thy pasture. Put forth thy hand, we pray thee, to guide our steps and to lead us in the way everlasting. Help us so to live that thy holy angels may be with us always, to guard us from all evil and to prepare us for a place in thy heavenly kingdom. Amen.